This is the gut reaction of a lot of people in downtown Tacoma when you ask them how they feel about paying more in sales tax.
The sales tax is pretty high as it is, and I think it'll be hard for people to swallow.
I don't see where increasing taxes right now is going to help anything.
This country is so messed up by our tax system.
That's the gut reaction. But some people reconsider when they find out their bus service is in jeopardy, like Janine Flores.
I don't know. That's a tough one.
So you depend on the bus a lot?
I do depend on the bus a lot. Yes, I do. Yes.
But you don't want to pay a higher tax?
I don't. So, I mean, it is what it is. If I have to, I have to. So, but I would rather pay higher taxes than have bus routes cut out.
That sound you hear is a bus driving by, a sound that may become a lot less common if voters reject the sales tax increase. Just a year and a half ago, they did exactly that. Now Pierce Transit is trying again after making layoffs, raising fares, cutting routes, and shrinking the area it covers. This proposition would tack on 3 cents in sales tax for every $10 spent. If the measure fails, the transit agency says it will likely have to eliminate bus service on the weekends and after 7 p.m. Marilyn Strickland is mayor of Tacoma and chair of the Pierce Transit Board.
If Prop 1 fails, we are going to go back to service levels of 1980.
Since 1980, Pierce County's population has almost doubled. The problem is that Pierce Transit relies on sales tax for more than 70% of its revenue, and by state law, can't tap property tax. The agency says sales tax revenue has dropped for the past 4 years, leaving Pierce Transit in a hole.
I'm really most concerned about the local economy, to be honest with you.
Strickland says she's worried that with fewer buses operating, people won't be able to get to their jobs, and that could have ripple effects, causing those people to spend less.
You know, while we talk so much about job growth and job creation, a lot of that is based on the fact that you have to have residents and consumers with the means to spend money. And if they're not employed, they can't help contribute to the economic recovery.
Everybody's, you know, under pressure.
Tom Pearson heads the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber, which opposes the sales tax increase. Pearson says it was a tough decision to come out against more funding for transit because the chamber supports public transportation. But he says pushing the sales tax up even more when the economy is still hurting is a bad idea.
It really comes down to, you know, people's pocketbook, and it's what you have to pay. I mean, what you have to pay when you buy your kids' clothes, and what's that impact on your own personal family?
People probably won't drive to another county to save sales tax on small things because of the cost of gas. But Pearson says car dealers are really worried. On the Reject Prop 1 website, a map calculates how much more sales tax you'd pay in Tacoma or Fife on your average car purchase than in Roy or Olympia. You could wind up paying as much as $570 more in Tacoma than in Roy. Still, there's a big gulf separating people who have cars from people who don't. People like Mike Raymond, who can't drive a car. I met him at the office of TACID, a nonprofit group that helps people with disabilities.
I'm blind in one eye. I'm blind in this eye.
So you've never had a driver's license?
No, I never have. That's why I'm against it, because there's a bunch of us that need transportation badly.
A spokesman for Pierce Transit says the board will meet in December. Based on next week's vote, the board will start deciding how to cut or how to restore service. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.